Other preachers here used to say that prayer didn't have to be long to be heard. I wish we were still here for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is so I can rib him a little bit and say, but Jesus spent all night in prayer. I think it's also true, and we learn from the ministry of Jesus, that a sermon doesn't have to be long to be impactful. People sometimes spoke one sentence. Would you not hear so forth? We usually do that once here, and we appreciate you very much being here with us today. And if we do that once, there's a little need of explanation. On the Sunday each year, where our shepherds give us a presentation of the year's budget, they asked me if I was certain the welcome a little bit to make some room for that. And so, it's my intention to do that. It won't be like 2 months ago when we had a special service on Wednesday night. I had one sentence to deliver, and nobody thought I could do it, but I did it. One sentence and walked away. Well, it won't be that, but it is a little shorter. So, this past week, my wife and I are now married with 6 adults. So, the days have been long. The years have been short. I remember when my kids thought I was being unfair to them. When God was in a prayer environment, they said, this is a free country. And I said, yeah, we definitely live in a free country, but democracy is out there. In here, it's communism. And we're coming a little older. We never stopped being parents, but at some point, we can stop being parents. But we weren't trying to be parents, were we? The rules, the structure, the restrictions, the no, the responsibilities, the consequences, that wasn't because we were all hungry, was it? Or maybe a little bit. That's because we weren't in the business of building robots. We were raising children. But even that isn't quite right. We weren't just raising children. We were trying to raise responsible adults. Adults who appreciated their autonomy, their self-governance, and would use it for good in the world and for God. The truth is, it was no better version. But it wasn't all foreign to them. I think the only thing that we can hope for as parents is that one day they're going to realize. We need to take stuff like that, don't we? My dad put it like this. I hope you had a dozen just like you. That's the way he put it. And then I had another dozen just like me. I guess he got the last line of that one. That one wasn't on the paper. But I think the spirit of the only thing we can really hope for is that one day we come to realize that we didn't mean it in time. We meant it. We made it all for their good. Here are young people Where your parents are, or your grandparents, or couples, what they're striving for, which this is going to sound funny, but listen to me. What your parents, or those who are raising you, are striving for is a passing grade on their report card. Because we figure if you go up to adults and you have a child, say no to it. And you will. You may not have, but you will. But when you go up to the adults and you have a child, say no to it, and you don't. But now the movement's very bad. If you still bother to send a text, well, better yet if you call us once in a while. Even better still, if you call us once in a while after we ask our advice, and maybe the pinnacle of the mountain is, if you ask our advice and take it, then I think we've got a passing grade. Maybe it will just seem modest. But we'll take it. Because having supplies even our own selves, our parents, if you have time and you have effort, and you have expense that we ultimately will really go through for you, especially your mothers, who bore so much of that weight to bring them into this world. Having supplies ourselves with the amount of effort we were willing to go through, for you, and that with a joy and a love that before you were in our lives we didn't realize was possible. In order to build a world for you, we were thrilled when you, in your absolute freedom, in your ability to do otherwise, in the time where you can say no to us, when you invite us back into the world that you're building for yourself. An older man told me many years ago, when our kids were getting little, Noah was in 3 years, so it's been a long time. He said, when we're young, we have to be the parent. So when we grow up, if you're lucky, you're good to be yourself. But the truth is, there's that avoidance. But it's also not all forms. What more of your father hope for? Then for one day, the children come to realize that you make them no harm. You only make them all for their good. And what will make a father happier than if his children grow to adulthood and have the power to say no if they don't? And if they still bother to listen to send a text or to answer the phone when you call them, or respond to the text when you send them, or even better yet, if they call on him, even better yet, if they call him once in a while and ask him for advice, or even future, doesn't that signal to that father that we live in a happy world? Even if that's a kid for 2 months, doesn't it make it happy? Having built a world for them, what is easy but thrilled with children and their absolute freedom and great commitment to it, and their ability to choose otherwise and by killing into the world they've built for themselves. We say it is the greatest compliment a man ever received that God called Abel and his friend. Isaiah 41, verse 8. But have you ever thought that Abraham, considering God Israel, was perhaps the greatest compliment God ever received? Our Father doesn't see how we will come. He doesn't demand that we get better grades to make ourselves worthy of His love. Rather, He spares no expense. He gives everything. Every last bit of Himself, He spends on us. His gospel is Himself. And us, if we find Him worthy of our love. But God committed His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Perhaps the only question in this whole universe that really matters to our Father is, having waited on, what grade would you give me? The Lord calls you to today to remember how great the Father's love for you. Based upon the cross that this is about us, what grade? What grade are you giving? We encourage you to repent your sins and put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Put Him on the baptism for the remission of your sins. Invite Him into your world. Give Him a passion for you. If you're a child of God and you've been walking away from Him and sliding away, we encourage you also to come home. If you need to come home to your Father, please, if we can help you in any way, let us know.